The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
People of all cultures and faiths had similar reactions to seeing the footage of the separatists damaging the site. Stop! Those are people. Those are people's lives.
Samantha Power, that's the voice that you hear there. She is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. So I have to say, I'm going to agree with her. And I agree because it's about the victims. For goodness sake, let's have some compassion for the families. Kate Delaney, ATN, and this is where we start. Even at the Dutch embassy in Moscow, they've made the place look like FTD dropped every flower they had on top of it. And I have to say, it's very touching, the photographs I saw anyway. And I have to believe it's also a lot of the Russian people because they're horrified by what has happened. So the conversation about this missile hitting Flight 17, Malaysia Air, continues to roll through into this next week as the crash site has not been processed correctly. And the fear is there's been a massive cover-up to make sure there was no indication as to who shot down the plane, that there would be some sort of evidence that would have been removed. Europe is on board. That's the difference. Europe is all over this because too many of their own were on the plane. So I think the gloves are off when it comes to Putin, and they should be off, should have been off before this, but okay, we'll take it now. This has been brewing for a long time, and now it is absolutely come home to roost after the sanctions that included slapping down the banks and a couple of Russian billionaires furious that their money is tied up. I'm thinking, I don't know, might not be gravy days for Vladimir Putin anymore. How much support is he getting in his own country? We've certainly seen that before in Russia. And will we get an answer to the question of who done it? But don't you think we pretty much know the answer to that? Anybody have any wild theories out there? If you do, we're ripe. We're ready for them. And in the Ukraine, now Russia challenging the accusations that Ukrainian rebels shot down the airliner. So it's just more of this back and forth, but the Europeans have finally had enough. Their anger is at the tipping point, and this is the big difference. This is the big difference this time, because I don't think they stand by, not with so many people of their own being murdered, because those people were murdered. Whatever it was that hit the plane, it's a missile. Clearly, it looks like a missile. So whoever shot the missile murdered the people on that plane, period. And speaking of murder, we are getting murdered in a different use of the word at the border. How can I not bring immigration woes up at the top of this hour when so many of you have sent me personal stories? We check the email this hour and we go to the mailbag. You've shared some of your stories, some of you having to get to the United States and what you had to do to get to the United States and how furious you are about what is the gang members in many cases that are pouring in through, in particularly, the Texas border. Because the Texas border has a lot of open space. So this is where some of that kind of stuff is happening, where people turn up dead, where there's these rape trees, where, meaning rape trees, women that come over that don't make it to their final destination, these coyotes, people that are paid to take people over the border, but when somebody can't make the trip, boom, they cut them loose. So how many belong to gangs? How many are trying, as they are waiting to be processed, trying to get other kids to join them back at home in a gang? El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala. Couldn't be worse. You know it's desperate when a mother will pin a note to a six-year-old child and tell them a couple of words in English that they barely know to seek asylum, to get away from the violence, because she doesn't want her kid to get into a gang and have that lifestyle. But that lifestyle is landing here in the good old USA, and that's not good. If anything, we have to seize control of this situation and turn it around, for goodness sake. Now, before it's too late. What they're saying at the border, and I have two acquaintances that are Border Patrol agents, one I worked with my very first job. He was a television anchor, got out of the business, and became a Border Patrol agent of all things, and still is a Border Patrol agent, or in the agency, I should say. And because they won't let them speak unless you are the top brass, he can't come on the show, but has told me several things. And pretty much by his estimates, 1 in 10, maybe 11, illegals are actually caught. And he's working in Texas, and so he's saying that maybe 5 to 6 times as many illegals have snuck into the state, and they're starting to see some of what's happening in certain neighborhoods as a result of that. And in the meantime, they've got the overwhelming amount of kids because of this Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. And these buses that are releasing the children to adults who might or might not be their families. That's the other part of this. So that's the other thing that's so strange and so scary at the same time. Somebody young comes in, and who knows who they're being released to. So you take the humanity out of the situation, and it is that much worse. The schools, the resources, and then safety. And every day, it gets worse. Which is why Governor Rick Perry says, I've had enough. He's sending the National Guard to the border because he says, here in Texas, we're not exaggerating. We are under siege at this point. My, oh, my. What is the right thing to do here, America? What do we need to do? 855-266-5283, or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
The dog days of summer, but a lot of you are still hanging in with America Tonight. Thanks for that, because every day we are flooded with emails, even some of you going on vacation and downloading the show at GCNlive.com. Like Mitch, who says, Kate, I've been downloading this show. I think my wife's going to kill me. We are in Ocean City, Maryland, and I've been listening. Really, really love it. Thanks for that. So on that note, let's go and check those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Sarah, who says, Kate, I've heard you talk about your family coming to the United States and the struggles that they had from Ireland. I have a similar story. My family, though, coming from Cuba, and trust me, they did it the legal way, and it was very, very difficult. But after years of hardship and pain and seeking asylum and everything else in between, they managed to do it. I can't tell you how proud I am of my father. And when I see what's happening in Mexico, the funnel that Mexico has created, and especially along the Arizona and Texas borders, it really saddens me. Because while there are some good people desperately trying to cling to the idea of opportunity and liberty and not really understanding what that entails, there are so many others who are sneaking through in between the cracks, and I so fear for what will happen, especially in some of the closer towns to the border. But how many people are coming in and running for the hills And ultimately, what will that do to our economy? What does that do, more importantly, to those who seek liberty the right way? It's just not fair. It's as though we have turned the system on its ear, and we have. I'm all for immigrants. We are a nation of immigrants. I'm all for helping people down on their luck. In fact, I make many, many mission trips, but I'm not here to toot my own horn. I'm just saying that how many of the people that are coming across have other ideas of drugs and gangs and trafficking, and at what point does it become incredibly ugly and we have to get serious and it looks more like a sci-fi movie with a steel wall? Oh, can you imagine if they had a giant steel wall? And that has been suggested, but then people will say, well, there'll be tunnels underneath, so it doesn't matter. I mean, the bottom line is that the work on securing border areas didn't happen. Just the common areas, the El Paso crossing, and even there, of course, people are crossing the Rio Grande, but the crossing there and the crossing in Tijuana and some of the other big ones. But there are so many other areas where definitely the drug cartel is to their advantage to get the drugs to the United States, and they have the money and the manpower, and they're figuring out ways to do it and capitalizing in other verticals, to use a term, in other areas, since they're doing it anyway. And that is scary. It is very scary. How about this one from Jake in Austin, who emails all the time? He says, bravo for Rick Perry. I'm kind of iffy on Perry. Sometimes I like what he does. Sometimes he annoys me. But deploying the National Guard, I think, will help, at least in some of these areas in Texas, where there's problems with gang members coming in and probably drug cartels who are flooding into the streets. The National Guard should help that situation a lot. And it's good that he decided to do that. Maybe other governors will find that same call to action, do a similar thing, and perhaps more people won't be able to get through. Yeah, Rick Perry said that there's, you know, his office is just overwhelmed with people calling and complaining about the amount of people that are coming into their towns, and that they're worried, and there's been vandalism, or there's been more drug action, or whatever it is. So that was it. I guess he decided, yeah, we're not going to talk about it anymore. We're just going to actually do it. This one from Tomcat, who says, Kate, is there any doubt Russia, Russia, Russia? They did it. You know it. I know it. And so does the rest of the world. Putin just thumbs his face at all of us and dares us to go after him. It's more of the same. Nobody's going to really do anything. And now we just get a colder relationship with him. But nobody's going to level anything in the direction of Putin that's even going to smell like war, because who wants to have another war? I don't think so. I don't think that any of us want to have another war. Well, here's the thing. At what point do we feel so threatened that liberty's threatened, that humanity's threatened, where we take action? I mean, what would trigger that third world war? What would be the act that would push us in that direction? There's no question. Dianne Feinstein said it the other day, the longtime congresswoman from, you know, California, when she was asked, have we really rolled back to the Cold War between the U.S. and Russia? Absolutely we have. Now Europe is starting to join us as well. So what does that mean? That means that there's going to be serious boycotting going on. I think what happens is maybe Putin is out. Eventually Putin goes out, because the people with money are going to be tired of having that nice life being taken away from them as they lose more money with the strangulation on their banks and energy and the ways that they're able to get some of that dough. if that happens, there'll be a snapback. I really do. Here's one from Saul, who says, "Hey, Katie K, it's been a long time since we've spoken, but trust me, we are listening to you here in Tel Aviv. You have no idea how ugly it's gotten. This is all anyone's talking about in this country anyway. What's happening at the Gaza Strip and the 13 Israeli soldiers. Sorry about the two Americans who were killed. Ceasefire, ceasefire, I suppose. But to use your words, I've heard you say Band-Aid before, and that's how I would describe this. The tension is off the charts, off the charts. Lots of people are getting killed. The bodies are starting to pile up. Please pray for us over here." Wow, Saul, thanks for that note, and I'm glad to hear you're listening. I've gotten some emails from you before, and this is rough. And, yeah, the U.S. kicked in $47 million in humanitarian assistance to Gaza. I mean, it's terrible. An Israeli kindergarten was hit, but luckily it was empty. Gaza hospitals shelled. One of the hospitals was shelled. And, you got 27 Israeli soldiers that have died altogether. And then you've got 576 Palestinians that have been killed. And the question is, how many of them are people? The United Nations says 70% are civilians. Yeah, and that's that human shield thing. That's what that is. And then, of course, just being out in the open, being in the wrong places. You know, 2,000 rockets have been fired. Israel says 2,000 rockets have been fired at Israel since the start of Operation Protective Eagle, or Protective Edge. So it's Hamas versus Israel and the rest of the world holding its breath, and John Kerry trying to broker some kind of a ceasefire. Hey, for something completely different here on America Tonight, Steve Kelly stops by, our free money dude, meaning he's going to talk about ways that you can get more capital in your life under your nose. For example, people telling you to hurry and pay off your house. He says, not when the interest rates are so low. There are better directions you can take. So it's things like getting a Roth IRA versus a standard IRA. We go deep, deep, deep with Mr. Free Money, Steve Kelly, around the bend.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Right now in our virtual green room, Mr. Free Money, Steve Kelly. Steve, last time you were on America Tonight, we were talking about your home and the rush for some people to hurry up and pay off their house, pay it down, pay it down, pay it down. But you say when there's low interest rates, that's foolishness because you're actually losing what you could gain, some of that so-called free money. So we had some reaction to that. I got this one from Bridget who said, wow, that really flies in the face of everything that we've been told, Kate. I'm 40 years old, and I am in a hurry to hurry up and pay down because I think get rid of that debt. But maybe he's on to something and I could really capitalize more on my money. So you're not surprised by that. People at first think it's kind of a radical thing maybe because they're so ingrained in their head that get it down, pay it off, boom, everything's paid, but then you got Zippo in the bank.
Well, that's true, Kate. One of my favorite sayings is if everything you knew about your money turned out not to be true, when would you want to know? And this is one of those things. Now, let's be clear. It's not necessarily true for everyone. There are always circumstances in which people have their own challenges. And, you know, this type of a strategy only fits, for example, when someone can afford to make a mortgage payment. So there are cash flow issues and other things. But what I was saying was this, that if you understand finance and you understand that the rate of return or the interest being paid these days on money is right around 3.5%, 4%, well, that's the rate of inflation. So if you can borrow money for less or equal to the rate of inflation, essentially you're getting free money because the money is devaluating itself at the same rate that you're paying interest. And it's kind of an esoteric and abstract notion, but it works out to be true.
Yeah.
So that's why this is the type of thing. The other thing that's involved here is that mortgage interest is an amortized loan. In other words, if you put the money, if you're paying off the loan each month, you're reducing the amount of money you're paying a loan on. So the amount of interest you pay each month goes down. But if you put that same money in, say, a compounded interest vehicle, then that's compound interest.
Mm-hmm.
So the compound interest grows at a much rapid rate over time. So even if you're getting the same amount of interest compounded that you're paying on an amortized loan, the compounded interest over time is going to leverage much more than the interest rate that you're paying down.
Yep. I mean, it's totally clear, crystal clear, and I hope people that are listening, you understand what Steve's saying. It makes a whole lot of sense to me, let me tell you. A question that I was asked to actually ask you the next time that we had you on, this one was from Rick, is to ask whether it's better to have a Roth IRA or a standard IRA, or does he recommend something else?
Well, this is another thing that people often ask about, and it's an interesting fact. When you defer the taxes on a traditional IRA, you're not only deferring the taxes, but you're deferring the tax rate. It's almost like if you made a deal with somebody. Imagine, Kate, that you asked me to borrow some money, and I said, "Sure, Kate, I'll lend you some money." And then you said to me, "Well, okay, but what's the interest rate going to be?" And I said, "Don't worry about that, Kate. We'll decide that when you pay me back." And then you said to me, "Okay, well, when do I have to pay you back?" And you say, "Well, don't worry about that, Kate. We'll take care of all of that when you decide to pay me back." So the point is when you are deferring taxes, you're deferring a tax rate as well. Right now, historically, taxes are relatively low. People don't feel that way. It feels like taxes are very high. But the top marginal tax rate right now is right around 33-34%. So that being the case, and most people, you know, even if you have a 25% tax rate, the effective tax people are paying are somewhere usually around 10 or 15%. So if you can pay taxes now on a lesser amount of money, say the amount of money that you would normally put into an IRA, and pay a rate of, say, 10 or 15% on that tax, on that contribution now, then you grow it tax-free over the years. At the end of the day, you have gotten a much greater amount of money out of the account tax-free than you paid tax on going in. I don't know if I'm saying that very well, but one of the ways we say this to people is, would you rather pay taxes on the seed or on the harvest? Well, generally the harvest is much greater.
Mm-hmm.
Normally people would like to pay taxes on a lesser amount.
Sure.
Especially if it's a less tax rate, a lower tax rate.
Absolutely.
So that's why I tend to prefer Roth IRAs. The other thing about a Roth IRA is that when you get into retirement and you start taking money from a traditional IRA, that's taxable income.
Mm.
And that taxable income can also impact the income you pay on your Social Security taxes. So not only are you ending up paying taxes on the IRA money as it comes out, but if it puts your provision, we call it a provisional income tax rate, and if that puts you over a certain amount, then you end up paying more money in taxes, a higher rate of taxes on your Social Security income. So it's kind of a double whammy. Roth IRA doesn't do that. A Roth IRA is a non-event as far as your your taxes are concerned. It's just like taking money out of a savings account.
Yeah,
so I like Roth IRAs when it's possible.
Yeah, I agree with you. But then there's the question about you don't get the tax write-off, right? When you're doing your taxes.
Well, yeah, but again, and in some cases that's important to people, and that's why I always say to people that you need to talk to someone about your own specific situation, because there are times when it may be more beneficial to you to take the write-off now. But if we're I look at the world we're in, and it looks to me like at some point in time taxes are going to have to go up.
Yep.
You know, we're running huge deficits, and we're not building infrastructure, and at some point in time we're going to have to start building roads and bridges, and Social Security is going to have to be fixed, and we're going to have to take care of this debt, and I just believe taxes are going to go up. So if you think taxes are going to go up, you might be better off to pay taxes on the money now rather than pay taxes at a higher rate later.
Yeah. Yep, good advice, sage advice. I'm with you on the Roth, absolutely. And all the reasons you just said, we're all standing at the craps table and we're really not sure. It's like a question, I think the first time you were on the show, you asked me, do you know when you're going to die? Well, of course, we don't know that. So then
no,
in planning
don't.
For retirement, it does make it, you're planning for retirement, but you have no idea how long that retirement can be. Some people are living deep into their 90s while others are dying decades before that. So it's such a craps table moment, I think, and I think it's good to be schooled on some of these ideas of where is it really more to your advantage when you're talking about your house, when you're talking about your retirement counts, that kind of thing. How about when you get to the point where you decide, oh, this house is too much for me? They said existing home sales are up, up, up. And of course, if you're young versus if you're older, it just depends. Sometimes people move into those retirement communities where they have amazing golf courses and those lazy rivers. That's kind of a catchy thing too, because now you're dumping more money into another place, even though you've just made a profit off the place that you sold. Does it depend on the individual?
I think it does, and some of those things that you're talking about, those places that you're talking about, and ones that I've seen that have been really nice, have been places that, for example, don't perhaps emphasize the golf courses and the lazy rivers as much as they might emphasize care, for example, because long-term care is an issue we're all going to deal with. Statistically, you have a greater than 50% chance as an individual that you're going to need some kind of care during the course of your lifetime. So if you are a married person, then you have at least a 100% chance that one of you will need care. Now, that doesn't mean that that's a guarantee everybody's going to need care. It's a statistical number. So you may very well dodge the bullet. But the fact of the matter is, most of us are going to need care at some point in time in our life, and we need to make a plan for it. And a lot of these places have a situation where they let you age in place. So you buy in when you're still ambulatory and getting around and able to function, and maybe they'll have an independent living area that, allows you to continue on with your life. But as you age and you need care, perhaps you need some assisted living or you need nursing home care, they allow you to move through that process while you're still in the same place that you're living with and surrounded by the people that you love. So I've found a lot of those places are really quite helpful for people. And I think that may not be quite the question you were asking, but even so, that's my take on it.
It makes sense. I just thought of something. Know before you go. That's what we want to
do. Exactly right.
You know before you go. Wow, I can't believe it. We just blew through this. Awesome, Mr. Free Money Man, Steve Kelly. Thanks for coming back on America tonight.
I love coming. It's a great honor, and I look forward to the next time.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Wrapping up things here in a nice, neat little package as we head for the exits for this hour of America Tonight. Interesting, I happened to come across this in, who knows, the myriad of things I was reading during the day, but you might not have seen this, and I've talked about this before. I like things, all things space. Not that I'm the most knowledgeable person about every space flight that we've taken, just that I think it's really cool, and especially the beginning launches and what that was like for those astronauts. We've had some of the astronauts on the shows in the past. How about the story about the Apollo 11 patch that was flown on the first moon landing is going to launch with the astronauts to Mars? It's about things. You know, it's about pieces of history. So it's funny because my nephew asked me something about that. Like, what would the people behind us, what would they see of ours if we had a time capsule. And I can remember as a kid, we had a time capsule at one of the elementary schools that I went to. And they talked about, well, what would you put in the time capsule? And everybody competed to come up with ideas of what you would put. So this is like a time capsule of a different sort. It's taking a memento from the first moon landing and bringing it with them 45 years later. It's this mission patch from Apollo 11. It's really cool, too. A giant eagle. And then you can see the moon with craters underneath the eagle's feet. So the Apollo 11 crew, if you remember, is Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins. They, you know, 1969. And it's going to be held at the spaceport until the first crew is ready to leave for the mission for the 2030s. So they're going to be hanging on to that for a while, right? That move to the red planet. We've been talking about the red planet a ton. Charles Bolden, who's the NASA administrator, is giving the framed emblem to the Space Center. And they're going to hang on to it, like I said, until they're ready for that launch. Because they're renaming what they call the ONC building, Operations and Checkout, for the late Neil Armstrong. As everybody knows, the first guy to step foot on the moon. And Buzz Aldrin will be there. And Aldrin is somebody that I've talked to a couple of times, once in television and once in radio. And he's going to be there for that. And Collins is going to be there, too. So pretty wild. 45, the 45th anniversary of the moon landing. How far have we come and how far have we digressed as a species, when you think of 45 years and everything that happened since that landing on the surface of the moon on July 20th, 1969, to now. Think about that space in between. I'll tell you, if you haven't done it, a bucket list item that's really easy to do, if you go to Washington, D.C., you have to go to the Air and Space Museum. Because you'll see all kinds of really cool pieces of, I'll call them pieces of space, that are there. And they always change the exhibits. They have so much of it. They always change the exhibits out, but the main things stick. Mars, talking about Mars and the next frontier and all that kind of stuff. But also showing previous pieces of previous launches and It's cool. And I think this patch at one point probably was at the Smithsonian. I'd be stunned if it wasn't. I have a friend who, on a different note, who is a rancher, and he's talked about beef, and he's talked about, you know, raising beef that eat grass-fed beef, and how big that is now for people, that's an added advantage to doing that. And then there's this story about raising beef, they say, does more damage to the environment than producing pork, poultry, eggs, or even dairy. So this new study that just came out in the Journal of what they call Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences says compared, I was surprised by this number, compared with other animal proteins, beef produces five times more heat-trapping gases per calorie, puts out six times as much water-polluting nitrogen, takes 11 times more water for irrigation, and check this out, uses 28 times the land. I guess the land makes sense, and if you really think about it, some of the other numbers probably add up. Cows, according to the study, are not efficient at converting feed to protein for human consumption. And the U.S. government figures to calculate the air and water emissions and how much water and land were used in the lifetime production of all of the things I just mentioned. That's how they came up with it. Other studies look at at the issue in a different way in quantifying it and comparing it with meats and animal protein. But the beef industry, and of course they'd have to shoot back as, what are you talking about? Where's the beef? The beef industry said the study was a gross oversimplification of the complex systems that make up the beef value chain. And the director at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association said that the industry has in fact improved its environmental sustainability recently, and that the U.S. produces beef with the lowest greenhouse gas emissions of any country. And they also said, you know, they, if you looked at all the other things in the study, they had comparable environmental footprints, and it didn't look at plants or fish or any of that kind of stuff at all. But it's the cow burps, major amounts of methane and all of that. And then, of course, a greenhouse gas that is dozens of times more potent than carbon dioxide, blah, blah, blah. Here's the deal. Do I think people are going to eat less beef and are paying attention, sitting up and paying attention to the study? I'm going to say no. If you're eating beef, you're going to continue to eat beef. And they say that the average American who switches from beef to pork would reduce the equivalent of 1,200 pounds of carbon dioxide a year, which is about 9 days' worth of the nation's per capita greenhouse gas emissions. Do you think that's all gobbledygook? And do you think they're right? I think there is some oversimplification of that. I do. I think there is. We're going to have to get my rancher pal on to talk about what he thinks of this study and whether it makes sense. And if they really examined how much livestock and mixed in the numbers with the greenhouse gases and all of that. I know that I'm never going to look at a cow the same way when they burp, I can tell you that. A big shout out to the kid, by the way, and everybody else listening to America Tonight, including our friends in Sarasota and in Arcadia and even in Miami. Jack Down Under threw this in. He says kangaroo is yummy meat. Ooh, I can't imagine eating kangaroo. One time at a dinner where I was, everybody had a sort of compare. It's like showing your scars. What was the worst thing that you ever ate? Did anything ever move on your plate and you had to eat it? Did you eat something covered in chocolate just so that you could eat it? And I just come back to that Indiana Jones monkey brains. Remember that? Temple of Doom? Kate Capshaw, the actress, faints when she has to... She gets served the monkey brains? I don't know. I'll stick with the cows, thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.